So is there trouble in paradise? Is there trouble in Trump world? Well, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, there definitely is, and she has about had enough of it. Two news sources are saying she is up in arms with the Republican Party, and she's about basically about ready to walk. She had two problems, and coming from the Daily Beast, Marjorie Taylor Greene knifes GOP and goes rogue. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has had enough of the Republican Party. I don't know if the Republican Party is leaving me or if I'm kind of not relating to the Republican Party as much anymore, Greene told the Daily Mail. The course that it's on, I don't want to have anything to do with. I just don't care anymore, she added. While Greene steered clear of criticizing President Donald Trump directly, she took issue with the White House rescinding Elise Stefanik's nomination for United Nations ambassador in favor of Mike Waltz, the Signalgate fame. In March, The Atlantic revealed that Waltz has added its editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg to the Signalgate, in which the top administration officials discussed plans to bomb Yemen. How does anyone get awarded for Signalgate? Greene said. Greene said the episode reflects Republicans' treatment of women. She got screwed by Mike Johnson, and now she got screwed by the White House, Greene told the Mail. I'm not blaming Trump particularly. She's always covering her bases with Trump. My God. I'm blaming the people of the White House. And then there's another story in the Daily Mail. Marjorie Taylor Greene threatens dramatic breakup with Trump over a core base frustration that could upend entire Republican Party. 6 months into Donald Trump's return to the White House, Marjorie Taylor Greene has about had it with the Republican Party, the conservative firebrand who surged onto the political scene in 2021 and has been an ever-present figure in the White House, GOP, and MAGA orbit ever since, told the Daily Mail in a 45-minute call this week that it's about time for her to walk away. I don't know if the Republican Party is leaving me or I'm kind of not relating to the Republican Party anymore. Well, this is, we already read this on the other story. Her fidelity to president is still strong, she insists, but she sees flashing red light warnings on the GOP is out of step with the MAGA base. It's the audience she feels most in tune with, considering her 7 million social media followers. I think the Republican Party has turned its back on America First and the workers and just regular Americans, she said. MGTG senses the GOP is reverting to its neocon past, and its leaders, the good old boys, are formidable opponent of the true MAGA agenda. I'm not afraid of Michael Johnson at all, she said candidly. When it comes to women in the Republican Party, Greene occupies a unique space. She has the largest social media following of any Republican woman, boasting close to 7.5 million followers on X alone. So she could have a lot of influence on this, on how she feels, because when you have 7.5 million followers, that's a lot of influence. But I noticed two key phrases there. She still doesn't have a problem with Donald Trump, but we'll see how Donald Trump backs her or if Donald Trump turns on her. But it looks like she's not happy at all with the Republican Party. And from the sound of it, it seems to be that she's going to be making some choices of what she's going to do. And any little thing that would help assist break up this MAGA party, it would be very, very good. So with that in mind, I think that we should listen to our famous Marjorie Taylor Greene, the music video that we created a while ago called Marjorie Taylor Greene Music Video. It's a much watch, and I want you to check this out.
Aww. Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play,
baby girl.
We are gonna move, and we're gonna take your words down.
I second that motion.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body,
that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
She got the bleach blonde, bad built.
A what now?
Bleach, blonde, bad, Bill, butch, body.
A what now?
A what now? She got the groove and the glam, oh buddy.
If anyone is going to be charged and forced to remain in jail, forced to be serving prison time.
She struts with power on in every hour. That style, that flair, you can't help but stare. Electrifying, she's aligning. That bleach blonde shine got everybody fired. She's that bleach blonde, bad built butch body. Oh yeah, kicking up dust, make it hot and groovy. Smooth like butter, tough as nails, unruly. Lady boss moves, captivating truly.
A what now? A what now?
She's the queen, don't need no cavalry.
I worship God. God. And Jesus is my savior. I don't worship President Trump. And I'm really sick and tired of the annex I have to deal with constantly from the Democrats.
There you go. Don't forget to like and follow us on YouTube. Like this video. And until next time, we've got more news coming up, live shows, and a lot more. See you later.